Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Let's explore why you should never tell anyone what you're up to. Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you felt compelled to share your plans and dreams with others, only to be met with discouragement, negativity, or even sabotage? My dear friends, today I want to share with you a powerful truth that can change your life. God wants you to be silent about your plans and dreams until He gives you the green light to share them. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. In the book of Genesis, we read the story of Joseph, a young man who had a dream that one day he would rule over his brothers. However, when he shared this dream with his brothers, they became jealous and sold him into slavery. As it says in Genesis chapter 37, verses 5 to 11, "Now Joseph had a dream, and he told it to his brothers, and they hated him even more. So he said to them, 'Please hear this dream which I have dreamed. There we were, binding sheaves in the field. Then behold, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And indeed, your sheaves stood all around and bowed down to my sheaf.' And his brothers said to him, 'Shall you indeed reign over us? Or shall you indeed have dominion over us?' So they hated him even more for his dreams and for his words." I mean, this was not just sibling rivalry. These were Joseph's own brothers who came against him. And unfortunately, this still happens today. How many of us have experienced betrayal or hurt from those closest to us? The Bible reminds us that sometimes those who betray and hurt us are often those closest to us. My friends, it's important to reach a place of spiritual maturity where we understand the need to be cautious about what we share, even with those close to us. We must be mindful that sometimes even our own family members may not have our best interests at heart. It's not uncommon to find that sometimes strangers treat us better than our own flesh and blood. However, that's just a part of life, and it takes spiritual maturity to accept and embrace this reality. Understand that we must be mature enough to love others despite their shortcomings, but also wise enough to discern whom to trust. True trust belongs to God alone. This concept might seem strange to some, but the Word of God does not instruct us to place our trust in others. Rather, we are called to love them. And while this doesn't mean we shouldn't have positive expectations of others, we must recognize that our full trust should be placed in God alone. So, my friends, put your trust in God and be cautious about sharing your plans with others, because sometimes you may unintentionally be providing ammunition to your enemies. My friends, just like a seed needs to be planted in the ground and nurtured before it can grow into a beautiful flower, our dreams and plans need to be kept safe and protected until the right time comes for them to be revealed. Now, let us look at the power of silence. In a world that constantly demands us to share every aspect of our lives, especially on social media, it can be challenging to keep our plans and dreams to ourselves. However, the Bible teaches us that there is great power in silence, especially when it comes to the things that God has placed in our hearts. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verses 1 and 7, it says, "To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak." This passage reminds us that there is a right time for everything, including when to speak about our plans and when to keep them close to our chest. When we share our dreams and goals prematurely, we open ourselves up to the opinions and influences of others. This can be especially dangerous.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
When those opinions come from people who don't share our faith or understand the calling that God has placed on our lives, they may try to discourage us or steer us in a direction that is not in line with God's will. Furthermore, when we keep our plans silent, we give God the space to work in our lives without interference. We trust in His timing and His guidance, knowing that He will reveal our plans to the right people at the right time. This is exemplified in the story of Mary, the mother of Jesus, when the angel Gabriel appeared to her and told her that she would give birth to the Son of God. Mary kept this news to herself, as it says in Luke chapter 2, verse 19. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Mary knew that the news of her pregnancy was not something to be shared lightly. She trusted in God's plan and waited for Him to reveal it in His own time. And when the time was right, she shared the news with her cousin Elizabeth, who was also miraculously pregnant with John the Baptist. My friends, when we keep our plans and dreams silent, we create a sacred space for God to work in our lives. We trust in His timing and His guidance, knowing that He will bring our plans to fruition in a way that brings Him glory. So let us be like Mary, pondering the things of God in our hearts and waiting for Him to reveal them in His perfect timing. Now, let us explore the importance of guarding our hearts. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 4, verse 23, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life." So let us be mindful about sharing our dreams and plans, and in so doing, guard our hearts. Consider that revealing them prematurely can open our hearts to external pressures, potentially steering us away from the divine path that God has planned for us. Just like a mother bird protects her eggs until they are ready to hatch, we must guard our hearts and the dreams that God has placed within us. When we keep our plans close to our chest, we create a safe space for God to work in our lives without interference from the outside world. Let us reflect on the story of Nehemiah, who was called by God to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. When he first received this vision, he didn't immediately go and tell everyone about it. Instead, let us look at what the scripture says in Nehemiah 2, verses 12 to 16. Then I arose in the night, I and a few men with me. I told no one what my God had put in my heart to do at Jerusalem, nor was there any animal with me except the one on which I rode. And I went out by night, through the valley gate to the serpent well and the refuse gate, and viewed the walls of Jerusalem, which were broken down, and its gates, which were burned with fire. Then I went on to the fountain gate and to the king's pool, but there was no room for the animal under me to pass. So I went up in the night by the valley and viewed the wall. Then I turned back and entered by the valley gate, and so returned. And the officials did not know where I had gone or what I had done. I had not yet told the Jews, the priests, the nobles, the officials, or the others who did the work. So Nehemiah knew that he needed to first assess the situation and make a plan before he shared his vision with others. He waited until the right time to reveal what God had put in his heart, and as a result, he was able to lead the people of Jerusalem in rebuilding the walls in just 52 days. My friends, while we keep our plans and dreams close to our hearts, we must also trust in his sovereignty and know that he will open the right doors and bring the right people into our lives to help us achieve his purposes. Also, let us focus a bit on the danger of premature revelation. Have you ever been so excited about a new idea or plan that you couldn't wait to share it with everyone you knew? While it's natural to want to share our dreams and goals with others, the Bible warns us about the dangers of revealing them too soon. In the book of Joshua, we read the story of the Israelites' battle against the city of Ai. After their miraculous victory over Jericho, Joshua sent spies to scout out the city of Ai and devise a plan of attack. However, as it says in Joshua 7, verses 2 to 5, now Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Beth Avon on the east side of Bethel, and spoke to them, saying, "Go up and spy out the country." So the men went up and spied out Ai. And they returned to Joshua and said to him, "Do not let all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and attack Ai. Do not weary all the people there, for the people of Ai are few." So about 3,000 men went up there from the people, but they fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai struck down about 36 men, for they chased them from before the gate as far as Shebarim, and struck them down on the descent. Therefore the hearts of the people melted and became like water. The Israelites' defeat at Ai was a direct result of their overconfidence and their failure to seek God's guidance before revealing their plans to the enemy. They relied on their own strength and wisdom, and as a result, they suffered a devastating loss. My friends, when we reveal our plans and dreams too soon, we risk exposing them to the attacks of the enemy. Just like the Israelites at Ai, we can become overconfident in our own abilities and fail to seek God's guidance and protection. We may also face discouragement and opposition from those who don't understand or support our vision. This is why it's so important to keep our plans and dreams close to our hearts until the right time. We must trust in God's timing and allow him to prepare the way for us. We must also be discerning about who we share our plans with. My dear friends, let us press on towards the dreams and goals that God has placed in our hearts. Let us trust in his timing and his guidance, knowing that he will reveal our plans to the right people at the right time. And let us guard our hearts and our dreams fiercely, knowing that they are precious gifts from God that are worth protecting. As we explore the importance of keeping our plans and dreams silent, I want to also remind you of the power of secrecy. When we keep our goals and aspirations close to our hearts, we create a sacred space for God to work in our lives without interference or distraction. In Matthew 6, verses 3 to 4, Jesus teaches us about the importance of secrecy in our spiritual lives. He says, "But when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your charitable deed may be in secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will himself reward you openly." This passage reminds us that when we keep our good deeds and plans secret, God will reward us openly in his own time and way. The same principle applies to our dreams and goals. When we keep them hidden from the world, we create a protected space for God to nurture and grow them. We don't have to worry about the opinions or expectations of others, but can focus solely on seeking God's will and guidance. Think about a seed planted in the ground. By nature, it isn't able to announce to the world that it's going to grow into a beautiful flower or a mighty tree. Notice that it stays hidden in the dark, secret place of the soil, slowly growing and developing until the appointed time for it to burst forth into the light. In the same way, my friends, let us keep our plans and dreams hidden in the secret place of our hearts, trusting that God is at work even when we can't see the results. Let us resist the temptation to seek validation or approval from others, and instead focus on seeking God's will and guidance every step of the way. Remember, the Bible tells us in Isaiah 45, verse 3, "I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, who call you by your name, am the God of Israel." When we keep our plans and dreams secret, we open ourselves up to the treasures and riches that God has hidden for us in secret places. So let us embrace the power of secrecy, my dear friends. Let us keep our plans and dreams close to our hearts, trusting that God is at work in the hidden places of our lives. And let us have faith that in due time, He will bring our dreams to fruition and reward us openly for our obedience and trust in Him. Let us now turn our attention to the reward of silence. When we keep our plans and dreams to ourselves and trust in God's timing, we position ourselves to receive the blessings and favor that He has in store for us. The Bible is full of examples of people who were rewarded for their silence and obedience to God. One such example is the story of David, who was anointed as king of Israel long before he actually took the throne. As it says in 1 Samuel 16, verse 13, "Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel arose and went to Ramah." However, notice that David didn't immediately go and announce to the world that he was the new king. Instead, he went back to tending his father's sheep, waiting patiently for God's timing and plan to unfold. He kept his anointing a secret to others, except for his brothers who were present. And this was even when he had the opportunity to take matters into his own hands and kill King Saul. One such instance is found in 1 Samuel 24, where David and his men are hiding in the cave of En-Gedi. Saul enters the same cave to relieve himself, unaware of David's presence. David stealthily cuts off a corner of Saul's robe, but later feels guilty for even this act against Saul's dignity. He confronts Saul from a distance after Saul leaves the cave, showing the piece of the robe to demonstrate that he could have killed him, but chose not to. David says to Saul, "May the Lord judge between you and me, and may the Lord avenge the wrongs you have done to me, but my hand will not touch you." And because of David's obedience and trust in God, he was rewarded with the throne of Israel and became one of the greatest kings in history. As it says in Acts chapter 13, verse 22, "And when he had removed him, he raised up for them David as king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, 'I have found David the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who will do all my will.'" My friends, when we keep our plans and dreams silent and trust in God's timing, we open ourselves up to the reward of his blessing and favor. We may not see the results immediately, but we can have faith that God is working behind the scenes to bring about his perfect plan for our lives. In the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 9, it says, "Let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart." This verse reminds us that even when we don't see the fruit of our obedience right away, we can trust that God will reward us in his perfect timing. So let us not grow weary in doing good, my dear friends. Let us keep our plans and dreams silent, trusting that God is at work, even when we can't see the results. Let us be obedient to his commands and follow his leading, even when it's difficult or uncomfortable. And let us have faith that, in due season, we will reap the reward of his blessing and favor in our lives. When you trust in his timing and his perfect will for your life, you open yourself up to a world of possibilities and opportunities that you could never imagine on your own. And yes, I know that some may argue that exposing your plans to others can lead to additional help or insights, but I want to encourage you to trust in the wisdom and guidance of the Holy Spirit above all else. Bear in mind that there is also the other side of the coin, where revealing your plans could lead to unnecessary interference, envy, or sabotage. In such cases, what was intended as a pathway to advancement might instead become a roadblock, since you can never be certain if others truly have your best interests at heart. Remember, God is the ultimate source of all wisdom and knowledge, and he has a plan for your life that is greater than anything you could ever devise on your own. As it says in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." When you keep your plans and dreams silent before God, you allow him to work in your heart and guide you towards the future and hope that he has in store for you. You may not always understand his ways or his timing, but you can trust that he is always working for your good and his glory. So let us go forth today with renewed faith and conviction, walking in the wisdom of silence and trusting in the promise of God's blessings in our lives. Let us hold our plans and dreams close to our hearts and watch in awe as God unfolds his perfect plan for us. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, I come before you with a heart full of thanksgiving, praise, and adoration. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the creator of all things. Your name is above every name, and your power knows no bounds. I worship you, Lord, and I praise you with every breath that I take. I thank you for your immeasurable love, your unfailing faithfulness, and your unending mercy. You are my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. Lord, I thank you for the plans and dreams that you have placed in my heart. I am grateful for your guidance and your wisdom, and I trust in your perfect timing for my life. Forgive me, Lord, for the times when I have doubted your goodness or tried to take matters into my own hands. I repent of my sins and ask for your forgiveness. And as you have forgiven me, I also forgive those who have trespassed against me. Lord, today I lay my plans and dreams at your feet, trusting in your perfect will for my life. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every spirit of pride or self-reliance that would tempt me to reveal my plans before the appointed time. I bind every attack of the enemy that would try to steal, kill, or destroy the dreams that you have placed in my heart. I declare victory over every obstacle and every challenge that I may face, knowing that you are with me and that you will never leave me nor forsake me. Lord, I pray for your blessing and your favor over my life and the lives of my loved ones. I ask for your healing touch in every area of our body, mind, and spirit. I pray for protection against every attack of the enemy, whether it be physical, emotional, or spiritual. I declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and that every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. I claim the promise of your word, that you will bless me and keep me and make your face shine upon me. Lord, I pray for our protection, provision, and our prosperity. Cover us under your wings, dear Lord. Draw closer to us, Lord, as we also draw closer to you. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening. Lord, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement as we pray for each other, knowing that where two or more are gathered in your name, you are there in the midst of us. We claim the promise of your healing and restoration in our lives. We thank you for your protection and your provision, and we ask for a fresh outpouring of your Holy Spirit in our lives. Father, we claim the promise of your word that you will work all things together for our good and for your glory. Let your will be done in our lives as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayers. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.